Welcome, listeners. This is the Wishing You Well podcast, and I am your host, Maria Patrick, health coach and Qigong instructor. Thank you for tuning in today. This is a weekly podcast, which is all about living our best lives, healthier, stronger, better, and longer. I find inspiration for us to do this in the news and the headlines. I had several other topics prepared for this week's broadcast, and then the world was given the news on Friday via a video announcement that Princess Kate has recently been diagnosed with cancer. After weeks of speculation and many rumors related to the several months that Catherine, the Princess of Wales, was out of the public spotlight, she shared the news that in January, she had major abdominal surgery, which she said was successful, but that the tests done afterwards revealed that cancer was present. While Princess Kate has not disclosed the specifics about her diagnosis, so we don't know exactly what type of cancer she is dealing with, she is taking millions of us along with her on her healing journey. She told us that she is in the early stages of her treatment plan, which includes preventative chemotherapy. Whether you are a royal watcher or not, I am sure we can all agree that in her video message, Princess Kate showed dignity, grace, composure, courage, and strength. She thanked her medical team. She showed gratitude for the love, support, and kindness that she's received from so many who have wished her well. And she acknowledged that she is thinking about all of those whose lives have been affected by cancer and told them that they should not lose faith or hope and that they are not alone. She said she looks forward to being completely healed and returning to the royal duties which mean so much to her. Princess Kate is keeping calm and carrying on, which is a phrase often used and associated with the United Kingdom, but we may not know its origin story. Keep calm and carry on was actually a motivational poster produced by the UK government in 1939 in preparation for World War II. The purpose was to raise the morale of the British public. They printed 2.5 million copies of the poster, but they rarely publicly displayed it. Back to Princess Kate. While asking for the time, space, and privacy to focus on her treatment and full recovery, she said that she is well and that she is getting stronger every day and that she is focusing on the things that will help her heal her mind, her body, and her spirits. So that is what I am here to focus on today, offering my help, support, and hope for anyone on this journey to get stronger, to fully recover, and to heal. Part of the recovery pathway, and an important part of it, I believe, is nutrition. I'm a very strong believer that food is medicine. There's actually a very famous quote from Hippocrates, the very famous Greek physician who is considered to be the father of modern medicine. And the quote goes like this, I'm sure you've heard it. Let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food. So that is our focus today. There are many resources that we can turn to for this guidance. For me, one of those is a book written by Dr. William Lee, the physician and scientist who is known for leading the Angiogenesis Foundation. I'll explain more about what angiogenesis is momentarily. The book is entitled Eat to Beat Disease, and it is one of the books in my home library that doesn't spend much time on the shelf. I refer to it often for myself, my family, my friends, and my clients. Dr. Lee's TED Talk, Can We Eat to Starve Cancer, has over 11 million views. The book Eat to Beat Disease is full of a lot of helpful nutritional information, and I would love to share Dr. Lee's guidance straight from the section entitled Starve Your Disease, Feed Your Health. Dr. Lee has the science to back up his belief that the body can heal itself if it is fed the proper foods to activate its health defense systems. Dr. Lee has spent decades studying angiogenesis, which is the process our bodies use to grow and maintain blood vessels so that they will deliver oxygen and vital nutrients to all of our cells and organs. His research also focuses on the prevention of the growth of abnormal blood vessels, which could contribute to the growth of cancer within us. Dr. Lee says that if your internal angiogenesis system is healthy and strong, it will regulate itself when and where the blood vessels should grow and can prevent tumors from getting their very own private blood supply for the oxygen that they need to grow. When our bodies lose this ability to control blood vessels, a wide range of diseases can occur, including cancer. I first became acquainted with Dr. Lee when he was one of my professors in health coaching school. Hearing him talk about the foods and beverages that are naturally anti-angiogenic made me quite emotional because I realized that the healing power was something that we've all had access to all along and that it's as close as the local grocery store. What I love about Dr. Lee's book, as well as his online masterclass courses, is that he breaks down all of this information for us. He makes it digestible and understandable, and he lists out the foods that will inhibit angiogenesis, which means foods that can block blood vessel growth and subsequently inhibit cancerous cells from ever developing into cancer, even if there are those of us who have cancer running in our family. So, my listeners, get out your grocery shopping list and your pen and be prepared to add to it. Let's start in the produce section. You're going to want to add both broccoli and kale to your cart. They both have very powerful angiogenic bioactives like sulforaphanes, quercetin, and lutein. And studies have shown that eating just 1 to 2 cups per week will significantly reduce the risk of many cancers, including lung, breast, ovarian, prostate, melanoma, and Hodgkin's lymphoma. You will want to purchase mushrooms, which have long been considered a medicinal food. Not only has it been reported that mushrooms possess anti-cancer activities, they also minimize the undesirable side effects of chemotherapy and radiation, such as nausea, bone marrow suppression, anemia, and insomnia. Are you currently eating soybeans? If not, you're going to want to start. Soy gets a bad rap, but in their non-genetically modified form, large studies have shown that people who regularly eat more soy foods have a lower risk of developing angiogenesis-dependent diseases, such as breast and prostate cancers and coronary artery disease. You can eat them fresh, as in edamame, soy milk, and soy nuts, or you can eat them in the fermented variety, such as miso, tempeh, tofu, and soy sauce. Moving on to fruits. Let's start with the tomato, which we all know in the culinary world that it acts more like a vegetable, but it is indeed a fruit. Tomatoes contain a very useful bioactive, especially carotenoids like lycopene, which inhibits angiogenesis. You'll want to get stone fruits, which are the ones that have the pit in the center. Now, while they might not be in season right now, you will want to add them to a future shopping list or purchase them right now from the frozen section, because they are known to be a great source of the bioactive that are protective of our DNA, as well as being regenerative and anti-angiogenic. So choose your favorites from the following list and try to have at least 2 per day. Peaches, plums, nectarines, apricots, cherries, and mango. Thanks to Dr. Lee, I eat 1 or 2 kiwi fruit a day, and that is because they are so healing for our gut microbiome. They help to increase the production of healthy gut bacteria, which will help prevent digested foods from leaking out of your gut. Kiwi fruit will also improve your glucose metabolism and lower inflammation in your body. How about the old adage, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? You will want to eat at least one Granny Smith or Red Delicious apple for their high amounts of anti-angiogenic polyphenols. All apples are good. Please buy them organic, but the Granny Smith and Red Delicious are at the top of Dr. Lee's list. Can you believe that only 1/5 of a cup of berries a day can make a huge difference in your body's efforts to prevent cancer and heal itself? Whether it's strawberries, raspberries, blackberries, blueberries, or cranberries, figure out the best way to add them in every day. Your body will thank you because regular berry consumption is linked to lower cancer risk thanks to the many bioactives in them. While you're at the store, stop to see the butcher and the fishmonger to add some more anti-angiogenic foods into your cart. Chicken thighs and drumsticks, you may be surprised to find out, are considered among the healthiest choices among meats because they are so high in vitamin K2, which is a naturally occurring fat-soluble vitamin which has anti-angiogenic properties. Seafood and shellfish are great sources of the healthy polyunsaturated omega-3 fatty acids, which are also, yes, you guessed it, anti-angiogenic. There's a long list for you to choose from. Mackerel, salmon, sardines, bluefish, swordfish, sea bass, yellowtail, halibut, anchovies, scallops, shrimp, sole, lobster, and cod. Avoid tilapia because that contains a high amount of the unhealthy omega-6 fatty acids. Don't leave the store without stocking up on tea, tree nuts, and olive oil, all of which we should be consuming regularly for their cancer-fighting properties. When it comes to tea, the leaves contain more than 2,000 bioactive compounds like catechins, and their potent angiogenesis inhibiting effects are considered to be as strong as those of the drugs intended for this purpose. Chinese jasmine, Japanese sencha, green tea, Earl Grey, and chamomile are all at the top of the list. They are full of the polyphenol EGCG, which reduces harmful angiogenesis and cancer growth. Green tea has 16 times the level of EGCG as black tea. Drinking 2 to 3 cups per day is associated with a 44% reduced risk of developing colon cancer. Dr. Lee suggests buying loose leaf tea as fresh as possible and drinking it often. My house always has olive oil in it. This is thanks in part to my Italian heritage and how I learned to cook from my grandmother and mother, and also thanks in great part to Dr. Lee, who reminds us that olive oil is full of high levels of bioactive polyphenols, which are anti-angiogenic, anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, and anti-cancer. Last but not least, you will want to stock up and snack regularly on tree nuts, such as walnuts, pecans, almonds, cashews, pistachios, pine nuts, and macadamias, because they all contain very powerful and potent anti-angiogenic omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acids. A multi-center study conducted by the Harvard University Medical School showed that just 2 servings per week of tree nuts were associated with a 57% reduced risk of death in stage 3 colon cancer patients. The great news about all of this is that I could actually go on and on about the many more foods, beverages, spices, and snacks which can add life to your years and years to your life. This research and the fact that the foods I mentioned are easily accessible and implementable into your diet give us exactly what we are looking for in this very moment. Just what Princess Kate said that she needs: hope, faith, and healing. The better news is that there are people like myself who are accessible and available to help those who need it. you can book an online health coaching session with me, and I can help you to plan out exactly how to incorporate the healing foods into your everyday life. I'm offering a special discounted rate for my podcast listeners. This Wishing You Well special can be linked in the description box of this episode. Thank you for tuning in today. I believe that this could be the most important episode yet of my podcast, and I am both glad and grateful that you were here for it. I truly hope that you will share this episode with someone whom you care about, so we can spread the very powerful and profound message that what we eat can be our medicine if we make the right choices. As Princess Kate so beautifully said, you are not alone on this journey. Let's walk this healing and prevention path together. Be sure to follow and or subscribe to my podcast so you'll get notifications of future episodes. Remember that I am here weekly to bring you helpful health and wellness information and inspiration. And please don't forget that, as always, I am wishing you well.